This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, August 19th, 2009. I'm Curtis Fox. This week on the podcast, Poet's Choice. For several years now, the Poetry Foundation has been busy recording poets reading their poems. Sometimes the poets have been asked to read a poem or two by other poets, and it was always impossible to guess what poems they'd come up with. And that certainly was the case with the poet D.A. Powell, who chose poems by Gwendolyn Brooks and Rupert Brooke.
Yes, the Brooks brothers.
The Brooks brothers. I never would have thought a poet would have picked a poem by Rupert Brooke, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see, I mean, that's precisely why I did pick it, because I think people forget about Rupert Brooke and what a wonderful, fantastic poet he was.
There may be a reason for that forgetfulness. Rupert Brooke was a super handsome English poet. Before he set off to fight in World War I, he wrote the sonnet that begins, "If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England." In other words, he wrote traditional pastoral verse right as modernism was picking up speed, and patriotic poems right before the big bloodbath of World War I that ended up killing him and much of his generation. That's his rap, at least. But D.A. Powell wanted to read a poem by Rupert Brooke that had nothing to do with the war or with the beauties of life in the countryside.
And so this is Rupert Brooke at his most sardonic. It's a love poem, but it's an angry love poem.
The lover in the poem has been jilted, in fact, and he imagines his former lover growing old and caring for her aging husband, the young man she apparently chose over the speaker. Here's D.A. Powell reading Jealousy by Rupert Brooke.
When I see you, who were so wise and cool, gazing with silly sickness on that fool you've given your love to, your adoring hands touch his so intimately that each understands I know most hidden things. And when I know your holiest dreams yield to the stupid bow of his red lips, and that the empty grace of those strong legs and arms, that rosy face, has beaten your heart to such a flame of love that you have given him every touch and move, wrinkle and secret of you all your life. Oh, then, I know I'm waiting, lover wife, for the great time when love is at a close, and all its fruits to watch the thickening nose and sweaty neck and dulling face and eye that are yours, and you, most surely, till you die. Day after day you'll sit with him and note the greasier tie, the dingy wrinkling coat, as prettiness turns to pomp and strength to fat, and love, love, love to habit. And after that, when all that's fine in man is at an end, and you, that loved young life and clean, must tend a foul, sick, fumbling, dribbling body, and old, when his rare lips hang flabby and can't hold slobber, and you're enduring that worst thing, senility's queasy, furtive lovemaking, and searching those dear eyes for human meaning, propping the bald and helpless head, and cleaning a scrap that life's flung by and love's forgotten, then you'll be tired, and passion dead and rotten, and he'll be dirty, dirty. Oh, lithe and free and light foot that the poor heart cries to see, that's how I'll see your man and you. But you, oh, when that time comes, you'll be dirty too.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's just so full of bitterness. Wow.
Yes, it's vitriol and anger and also there's love there, but it's love that's turned inside out.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like Catullus, but Catullus would have done it a little faster.
It's very much Catullus. But yeah, Catullus, I think, would have then sort of thrown himself on the ground and cried. And Brooke just sort of walks away and says, "And you'll be dirty too."
Now for another love poem of an entirely different sort. This one's by Gwendolyn Brooks, the great American poet from Chicago, who first came to prominence in the 1940s and who died in 2000.
This is a poem from one of Gwendolyn Brooks's early books. And I love it because the language is simple, but the meaning is complex. It also is a war poem, but very far removed. It is, you know, that idea that love should supplant war.
The poem takes place during World War II. And though it's never explicitly stated, the implication is that the beloved in the poem is away, probably at the war, leaving the speaker behind. It's called "When You Have Forgotten Sunday, The Love Story."
And when you have forgotten the bright bedclothes on a Wednesday and a Saturday, and most especially when you have forgotten Sunday, when you have forgotten Sunday halves in bed, or me sitting on the front room radiator in the limping afternoon, looking off down the long street to nowhere, hugged by my plain old wrapper of no expectation and nothing I have to do, and I'm happy, why? And if Monday never had to come, when you have forgotten that, I say, and how you swore if somebody beeped the bell, and how my heart played hopscotch if the telephone rang, and how we finally went in to Sunday dinner. That is to say, went across the front room floor to the ink-spotted table in the southwest corner, to Sunday dinner, which was always chicken and noodles, or chicken and rice, and salad, and rye bread, and tea, and chocolate chip cookies. I say, when you have forgotten that, when you have forgotten my little presentiment that the war would be over before they got to you, and how we finally undressed and whipped out the light and flowed into bed, and lay loose-limbed for a moment in the weekend bright bedclothes, then gently folded into each other. When you have, I say, forgotten all that, then you may tell. Then I may believe you have forgotten me well.
That was D.A. Powell reading "When You Have Forgotten Sunday, The Love Story" by Gwendolyn Brooks. You can hear a previous podcast of D.A. Powell reading some of his own poetry. Just go to our website, poetryfoundation.org, and do a search on D.A. Powell. Let us know what you think of this program, where our motto is,
"Oh, when that time comes, you'll be dirty too."
Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.